We want to welcome you inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf. Pleased to be joined. Joining us from ESPN Denver, Cecil Lammy is on the telephone. Cecil, we want to talk about Mike McCoy, whom the Eagles met with yesterday in Denver. McCoy's done a brilliant job as the offensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. But my first question is, can you take us back to the 2011 season when he had to transition midseason from Kyle Orton to Tim Tebow, and he was able to completely overhaul the offense to work to Tebow's success? Can you talk about the job that he did last season in remaking the offense and helping get the Broncos to the playoffs and winning a game?
Yeah, and I think last season's success is an even bigger indication of what he could be as a head coach than this season. I mean, we all expected with a healthy Peyton Manning, the Broncos would be very, very good. But with Tim Tebow and that transition that we talk about, specifically after that Lions game where they got pummeled by Detroit at home, and it just proved that Tim Tebow couldn't run that pro-style system that he had with Kyle Orton, he completely overhauled the offense in the midway point of the year. Now, have they had packages put together for Tim Tebow? Yeah, you bet. But not an entire offense. And the way that he was able to play to his strengths, and, you know, Tebow make plays in the fourth quarter, plus a lot of longer field goals from Matt Prater, it was one of the reasons why McCoy's name was brought up as a head coaching candidate last year. And I think that really speaks to the success that he can have because of his versatility. He's not locked in, you know, stubborn with his system, his way. He looks at the talent that's on the team. He says, this is how I can make it work.
Cecil, being around the team so much and following this team, what is Mike McCoy's personality like? What kind of leader is he?
You know, a charismatic leader, a strong leader, but one that's willing to listen. And I think that's where all the great leaders in football, that's where they stand out. You know, you've got to have the confidence, but it's that versatility. It's going to Peyton Manning. When Peyton Manning comes to Denver and Mike McCoy says, what do you like? What makes you comfortable? You know, because this isn't an exact carbon copy of the 2010 Indianapolis Colts system. This is McCoy and Manning working together. Again, that symbiotic relationship and showing that McCoy is a great leader. He's got the respect of Peyton Manning. The full endorsement of Peyton Manning a couple of weeks ago said, I think he'd be a great head coach. If Peyton Manning endorses you, that's all I need to know. And really it shows his charisma, the way that his players respond to him, and the fact that he's been able to bond with Peyton Manning so quickly this season.
See, so what about his NFL career, the fact that he was a quarterback? You know, he's worked with quarterbacks throughout his career, going from Jake Delhomme and, you know, first of all, Orton there in Denver, transitioning now all the way to Peyton Manning. How has his career as a quarterback in the league helped him in his job as offensive coordinator?
You know, I think that always helps with that playing experience because you know what is expected of you from the positional level, not just as a coach. Why won't my X's and O's work? He knows what does work. He also knows how defenses should react to it. And because of that, it gives him an advantage that he can be more quarterback friendly. And as we've noted here during this time, you know, whether it's Orton or Tebow or Peyton Manning, you know, varying degrees of quarterback ability, certainly, and still success from all three of those guys. So that really speaks to his experience at the position. And again, going back to his charisma and his leadership, guys really listen when he has something to say.
It certainly sounds like, Cecil, that Mike McCoy has the Cecil Lammy stamp of approval as a potential head coach.
Certainly does. And, you know, a great guy, great interview, and very insightful with his answers. So, you know, I'm sure he'll get trained on the coach speak if he is to be a head coach in this league. But as of right now, you know, he does give you a lot of insight when you talk to him. And again, just a guy that's well-respected and has the Peyton Manning stamp of approval, and that's what matters most.
Cecil, a lot of people are saying that, you know, just because he has Peyton Manning, it's his offense. But how have you seen the Denver offense, you know, work throughout the course of the season? Of course, Manning coming back after missing all of last season because of the neck surgeries. But how have you seen this this offense transition and progress from the start of the season to where they are at now with the number one seed in the postseason?
Yeah, and it's the timing and chemistry really alongside of the system. Again, taking elements of the 2010 Colts, not just completely copying what they do, but using that 12 personnel, which I talked to Manning about, and they call it the Detroit package here in Denver. But McCoy knows that with Jacob Tammy, he can use Tammy in wide receiver-like routes. But with Brandon Stokley, let's say they've got three wide receivers on the field and Brandon Stokley is out there, Stokley's almost doing what Tammy does, including sometimes coming in and trying to chip as a blocker. So really, 12 personnel is their base package, one running back, two tight ends. They've got that single back. They've got the stretch play, which we all remember from Indianapolis. But what they do with Stokely and Jacob Tammy is really remarkable because, you know, because of the mismatches both of them can create. And then, you know, the insane chemistry that Stokely and Manning have. Sometimes it seems like they share a brain. And then, you know, you get the emergence of Demaryius Thomas. Eric Decker's been making big plays. And that's why this offense has looked more and more crisp over this 11-game win streak, which they have all won by 7 points or more.
Cecil, this is almost an impossible question to ask you, but do you have any sense of what kind of staff Mike McCoy would be able to build if there are any guys from Denver who maybe would be rumored to be coming with him?
You know, for right now, it seems like the guys going from Denver with McCoy, if McCoy is to move on, and I don't believe he'll be back with the Denver Broncos in 2013, I believe he gets a shot to be a head coach. From what I've gathered right now, the number of coaches coming with him would be zero. It seems like the rest of the coaching staff would stay intact. That includes the Jack Del Rios. That includes all the other assistants, you know, Adam Gase, quarterback's coach, something like that. It seems like right now McCoy would move on and maybe pick from other staffs and other coaches and assistants from around the league. It seems like the Denver guys are going to stay put.
Sounds good. Cecil Lammy from ESPN Denver. Tremendous insight. Thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.